The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. And what they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the National Intel Report. And it is the 27th day of May, 2013, Memorial Day. And it is a Monday. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, Ron McDonald.
Yes, it sounds like you're in harmonics.
Well, I was thinking about this over the weekend. You know, being how this is Memorial Day. And I'm watching the paid whores on television heap homage on these good young heroes that have given so much for their country. And I'll tell you, one particularly sweet, sickening piece that they did. What's the next commercial that comes up during break? The organization that's out there trying to help the wounded soldiers. And I thought, you know, so that set me to thinking, and I thought, you know what? It's time to turn everything into the wind, face it, and let's just get on with it. So, it's Monday. It is a Monday. What do you think?
John, I'm having problems hearing. It actually sounds like you're in a echo chamber with a harmonic.
I'm sorry? Well, why don't you connect with him? Tell you what, Ron, why don't you hang up and we'll connect with you.
All right, I'll hang up and retry.
No. Hang up, we'll connect with you. Did he hear that? He probably didn't. I'm having trouble hearing you, so I'm talking to him. Yeah, that makes sense. At any rate, it's Monday. Yeah, I know. What's left over from last week that still sticks in your craw. What probably transpired over the weekend. And then we get to face a new week going into who knows what more stuff that's going to be thrown at us. But, and again, you know, we've got to change our attitude, I think, about all of what's going on. And just face it and call it what it is. It is what it is. It's Monday. It's Memorial Day. And they're getting ready to go into Syria. Oh, man. Yeah, let's have some more people for the Wounded Warriors Project that the government is either incapable of or doesn't give enough of a hoot to take care of the people that they're maiming. Yeah.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Mr. McDonald, are you with me?
Yes, I am. I can hear you loud and clear now.
Well, that's because you're on the telephone.
Yes.
One of the greatest inventions ever invented by mankind. Everything else is a derivative thereof.
That and the pencil.
There you go. And, well, let's not forget the electric light. And God said, and let there be light, so he invented Edison.
Well, there you go.
I'm telling you. My producer just mockingly shot himself in the head. I'm sorry. Did we upset you? how did we upset you? Oh, I'm sorry. He's trying very hard to be an atheist. He's in agnosticism right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at any rate. Well.
It's a growth period.
I'm sitting there and I'm watching Fox News. And I don't suggest everybody does this. If you have problems with your blood pressure, I've installed a Lexan shield in front of mine because I have a tendency to throw things at it. I am just absolutely sickened and amazed of what they're doing on this Memorial Day. They're even going back to Vietnam. And I'm thinking, how much longer do we have to have Korea in there and, you know, what else? And Ron, I'm watching this, and what a masterful psychological stroke to keep this support, or should I say, the criticism off of the endless wars in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And there they are, just our fallen heroes, and these people have given so much. somebody needs to explain to me again, why are we in the Middle East? Why are we putting our young men through a meat grinder? Why have we killed 500,000 children in Iraq? Why are we getting ready to arm Syria? You're going to love this one, Ron. Ambassador Stevens, when toppling Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, was there for the cleanup crew so they could take the heavy weaponry and send it over to the anti-Assad forces operating inside of Syria. And what did they do? Rand Paul came out with this one. He said on May 21st, during a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, what they did, Mendez, a Democrat out of New Jersey, and Bob Corker out of Tennessee, and you guys need to dump him in the lake down there, the TVA lake, co-sponsored a bill that authorizes critical support to the Syrian opposition through provision of military assistance, training, and additional humanitarian support. What these sleazeballs just did was to legitimize what they were already doing. And can somebody explain to me again why we went after Saddam Hussein?
Oh, weapons of mass destruction.
There are all sorts of WMDs. There's weapons of mass distraction. And I'll bring to people's attention Jody Arias. 5 months of, she's been termed stabby. And they even brought her up again today.
Wow.
Anything that they can do to distract what is going on. And on this Memorial Day, I'll tell you what, Fox, for some reason, interrupted regular, I'm not telling you any news whatsoever, to put up the supposed conservatives just up there blabbing and talking and reading people's emails. And the general, it really doesn't amount to a whole lot sort of things. And I'll tell you what, all they have to do, if I ever got tired of doing radio, if for some reason I fatigued from running a network, the only thing I have to do, Ron, is just flip on that idiot box, and supposedly it's the most conservative channel out there. Well, it's Neocon Central. They brought out the neocons talking about Syria today, and it's just a given. You know, we need to, well, the military support's going to be there, and that evil guy that was democratically elected in his own country, mind you, he's just no good, and they haven't given him a name. They haven't really accused him of doing anything, and, you know, gassing anybody or trying to make nuclear weapons. It's just, we're just going to jet right by that, and we're going to start talking about Assad as if he is already deposed. 2, 3, 4.
I'm speechless. You know, the preemptory strike is what they're doing. They're going to attack first and think about it later. And we have no authority in this country to ever have done that. That's what we did in Iraq. An authority granted to the president that he never had was never instituted within the authority of the Constitution itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's insanity. How would you like to, you think your neighbor may have guns, so you go over and you shoot them? Is that what we're supposed to do in the United States, is preemptory strike only on a belief system?
Well, and how would the biracial communist sitting in the White House right now, how would he feel if Vladimir Putin picked up the phone and called him and said, you know, we got together a few countries, and we think you need to go. And we're going to start arming the resistance in your country. And one guess who that might be. We are going to topple your government because you're not a good guy. Now, I wonder how the neocon brainwashed Americans would feel about that. And this is a... Oh, gosh, I have to bring it up. And I'm watching the people that have lost sons and daughters, shouldn't be losing daughters, shouldn't be losing sons, most assuredly. But how are these people, the parents, and what do? They cling tighter to the old red, white, and blue, And yes, my son was a hero, and he gave his life for freedom and liberty. Really? Whose freedom and whose liberty? Certainly wasn't the people, say the 500,000 dead children in Iraq. It's certainly not going to be all the dead and dying. Well, they're just left that graveyard in Libya, and now we're marching on to Syria, and then next stop is going to be that evil Ahmadinejad because he's trying to build nuclear weapons. It just is never going to stop. And the most sickest, twisted, evil, unconscionable, I can't give it enough names.
When you're speaking about the parents that lose their children, there's where that phrase cognitive dissonance comes in. They don't want to believe that their child died in vain, that there wasn't truly a cause for freedom that they were fighting. As a parent myself, it would be very difficult to think that our country sends our children into death for profit and for nothing more than profit.
Well, and most assuredly, yeah, it has something to do with oil, but, you know, push comes to shove, we can put the drinking straw in our own territory and suck all the oil out of the earth that we need to. This is about smashing the Middle East because they don't go along with the banking usury deal. They've got their own belief systems. And let's not forget our buddies Israel, that, they're threatened by all their neighbors around them. And I wonder why. Because the Middle East has been sitting back and watching Israel murder Palestinians with absolute, you know, the United States is down with that. Oh, we got to have a two-state solution. Oh, we got to have this. We got to reach a political solution. In the meantime, how many Palestinians have been killed? How many of them have been starved? How many of them are sitting behind walls right now that can't even work the land to feed themselves? And you try to send flotillas over there, and you got the goons from Israel stopping it. Ron, they're not even offering credible reasoning for doing all these insane things. They don't want to invite debate. Let's just give you let's give you another month of stabby, or let's give you another distraction. Ron, if you and I were in charge of production of news on a national television, what would be some of the things we'd be talking about?
First of all, we'd be talking about the money system.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be talking about how that has been usurped, how we have a paper currency that was never authorized in the Constitution, how Madison came aboard and said, hey, we have 11 to 2 colonies saying no emitting bills of credit, therefore we cannot have paper currency because they're going to fool around with it. You know, we go through the entire fact system of what is now fraud in our country.
And the various ways in which our constitutional republic has been flipped. And it's getting so brazen. Darrell Issa, I said this last week, Darrell Issa, they're having a political heyday over this IRS thing. And Stephen Lenman, I hope you folks caught it. I don't post too many of his articles because Mr. Lenman, the reason he's not on this network is he was socialist-leaning. But here's the problem. It's like many Americans in this country, they don't know what socialism is. But there was one piece that he did on how many different times, not just this president, ever preceding president has done it. They have gone after their political, not enemies, but you know, the people that just aren't down with their plan, and they seek to hold them down and their effect, and they mess with their tax-free status and all these other things. This is nothing new. It's being reported as if, well, we've just discovered this, and somebody's lying about that and trying to cover up for that. What important issue slid right off the board? Benghazi. And the four guys were over there trying to run weapons into Syria to topple Assad's government. That's not even on the radar screen. I want to take your calls today, folks. What the hell does Memorial Day mean to you? I want to hear from you. I mean, I really want to hear from you.
The The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You know, Ron, I'm thinking during the break. Last Friday, I had Robin Eubanks on. And Robin Eubanks, she's got a website, InvincibleSurfsCollar.com. And I'll tell you what, I did not do enough research in all of what this woman has done, but she is an ex-securities exchange lawyer, believe it or not.
Wow.
That started to see things within the educational system. And we've had other people that have done dumbing down of America, good works. Well, in Star Trek terms, that was sublight. Robin Eubanks is at light speed, tying in many different things. And I'm going to have to, she's got an introduction on this network, and I'm really going to take advantage of what this woman has discovered. She's a good researcher, she's a very bright person, and she's got her head screwed on straight. In other words, she sees things for what they are. So, but I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, how many times have I been on the air, and I said, you know, what are you parents doing? You know, if you're in your 50s or 40s and you're not going to have any more children, don't you have children that are raising children right now?
And I do, if you're referring to me.
Well, no, I wasn't referring to you, but if the thong fits, wear it. or was those tongs, whatever. Yeah. But no, there are so many things wrong that people are just sitting in stasis. What are they waiting for? Are they waiting for the system to collapse? Are they waiting for the second American Revolution? Are they waiting to die? Do they have their hand over their mouth, over their eyes, and their fingers in their ears? They don't want to hear anymore. And, you know, I thought about this, and I thought, you know, what do I have to do? Quit doing radio and start building coalitions, going out there and finding good, influential people to start tackling problems? Because evidently, we got 300 million people in this country that don't know what the hell to do with themselves.
And I think it's a take-care-of-me society. Everyone wants to be taken care of. We've had the good life that you don't have to go out and milk your cow. You get your milk from the supermarket. They have everything in there. I mean, it's just a plain take care of me and do it quickly. You know, fast foods, everything.
Oh, they're being taken care of, all right. Oh, brother, are they being taken care of. Yeah, just yesterday, I'm in a local Stop and Rob, and I heard somebody say something. And I just turned and looked at him, and I said, you know, just by listening to a few of your comments, I can already tell you don't know squat of what's going on around you. And they were talking about, you know, something bad that might happen to them. I said, you don't have a clue. I said, you're standing right in the middle of it, and you have no idea what's heading at you at Mach 3 with its hair on fire, and it's going to burn you down. You don't have a clue. And they just stood there with this stupid look on their face like, huh? Huh? And I just looked and I thought, you know, that's indicative of millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans in this country. They'd be better off not paying their cable bill. They'd be better off unplugging themselves from entertainment. Look at what our children are doing when they're not being propagandized in our school systems. When they are out of school and at home or around the parents, they've got their heads buried in their little laptop devices, or they're listening to tunes or anything to occupy those young minds, to keep them busy, to get them back in the re-education center known as the public school system. It to you and I, this is so damn clear. But it's still all so confusing. People will stand there and admit, well, I don't know what's really going on, but I don't like it. Start asking questions. What in the hell is wrong with you? I was talking to somebody the other day, and I won't mention any names, but somebody I really respect. They just looked at me and shrugged their shoulders and said, you know what? Americans, by and large, don't deserve this country and what it stands for, or what it used to stand for. You know, when you got representatives like Daryl Issa making the proclamation, and a lot of people were watching those hearings, oh yes, it's the IRS, and oh boy, yes, here comes the political theater on steroids. And when this guy opened up his mouth, Ron, the first thing that fell out of his face, what a great democracy we have. And I thought, you know what? I wished I was in that hearing room. I would have gotten up out of my chair, grabbed that little son of a bugger by his necktie, and jerked him right out of his seat. Because he swore an oath. He swore an oath to the Constitution. Not to some damn democracy, but to the Constitution of the United States of America. And right in front of God and all his people proclaims us to be a democracy. Brother. Oh, Art, how you doing? Well, I'll find out after the break. I didn't realize that we were already at the bottom of the hour. 800. Hey, you passionate people out there. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What's on your mind today? This is Memorial Day. Anything you want to share with our fellow listeners out there? You want to just sit there kind of dummified and mute? Well, I ain't going to win this, not by the kind of level of participation I'm seeing across the board.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Where is the disdain? Where is the anger? Where is the passion? And Ron, I'm starting to believe that, what was that line out of that Pink Floyd song, Comfortably Numb?
Oh, yes.
I think that people just are... Just sitting around waiting for the other shoe to drop, and oh yeah, well that's happening, and yeah, that's illegal, and that's criminal, and yeah. They're not angry about anything anymore. I think the anger has been angered out of them. Art.
Yeah, I would agree, you know, and I think about, you know, how well I'm prepared for a crash in this society, but I know in the area I live, I doubt very much if there are many others who are prepared for that, and I'd have to say we're typical across the country. You know, how many are really prepared for what may happen in the future? Well, I'm going to say it will happen in the future.
Well, I can say one thing, and I guess this is some sort of feather in my cap. I think I've made a difference and got people online the last 20 years, but they're not multiplying our force. The people that are aware right now, and not all of you out there, but a lot of people are just absorbing the information, doing what they think they need to do to preserve themselves. And if it comes down to a second American Revolution, I mean, well, that tells me what you're prepared to do. Yeah, sit at home and watch TV. You're not going to get involved. If you won't get involved now, when the crap hits the air oscillating moving device, I can guarantee you're going to be behind locked doors, hunkered down in your homes. This country would have never started if there wasn't something other than the Tories around back in the mid-1700s. Art, let's go to Art. Hello, Art.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Don, I think I must be hallucinating because I could have sworn you used the M-word.
I did, and you heard the reasoning why.
Shame on you.
Well, no. I thought that was a bad precedent to set with a listening audience. Well, see, there's something he doesn't like, and he stays with it. No, turn into the wind, man. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. I don't give a damn anymore.
Damn straight. You know, John, before you asked what does Memorial Day mean to us. Well, before I get into that, we have to understand Memorial Day dates back to the Civil War. And it was a time to recognize and honor those who, and I'm a little bit choked up today, but to recognize those who gave it all, who laid down their lives for the cause of freedom and liberty, so that each man and woman in this country would have the right to self-determination, to live as they chose to live, without being stepped on, manipulated, or abused by a tyrannical government. Over the past 25-plus years since I've been involved in this fight, Memorial Day has taken on a new meaning to me. Not only do I recognize those men and women going all the way back to those grand old days, but I look about the past 50, 60, 80 years, and I think about people like who gave it all on the USS Liberty, men and women who gave everything that they had in all of the wars, believing that they were doing the right thing, not knowing the truth. But also people in the civilian sphere, like people like David Koresh, who stood on principle, who understood what true freedom was and was willing to stand for that and be a shining example. People like Bill Cooper, who understood what it meant to stand up in the face of tyranny and risk it all. People like you guys on RBN and other networks who put it on the line every day to do the right thing, to stand up. And that gives me strength. To me, Memorial Day is not just a time to recognize those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, but a time to reflect and honor those who still fight today for the cause of liberty, the right to self-determination.
Art, Ron, I could not have said it any better. Could you have?
No, and I second that. That very well said, Art.
Art, you're a passionate man. You're a good man. Thank you.
Y'all have a great day.
And maybe he's hit upon something. Maybe that we should get a little passionate by maybe going to work. Doing something to displace that feeling of uselessness. Or that what you think and what you believe doesn't really matter because it's been drowned out by all the claptrap around you. And I'll go to my grave. If I drop dead tomorrow, I'll go to my grave thinking that this country is worth saving. And as I look around me, I see a lot of confused people. I see people that don't even know their form of government, that wouldn't lift a finger. They're just waiting for the next check from the government or the next bailout or what can you do for me? Are those people worth saving? My initial response to that would be no. But I also understand how the important things have been taken out of their lives. The things that would underscore and teach and reinforce what freedom and liberty is and how we obtained it and how precious it is. And that I would hope more people, the next time you see some idiot sold-out politician declare this country to be a democracy Now, I'm not saying we should grab his ass and tar and feather him and light the feathers on fire, but give them so much grief that they'd never utter another word such as that. That possibly, maybe they wouldn't feel safe in their political career, serving nothing but themselves and their buddies, their well-moneyed buddies. This country's in a lot of trouble. Ron, by the way, I've been looking for this article. I read it the other day, and I wished I could find it. Somebody had done a piece. When every downturn in the economy, depression, whatever, that we have had, you know one of the first things the president ordered?
No, I don't.
To get rid of the illegals in the country that are taking up the job spots that Americans should have. And here we have this biracial idiot sitting in the White House, along with other things in Congress that I don't even know what it is anymore, that think it's a great idea to grant amnesty. And going back to the 86, yeah, there were millions that, yeah, Ronald Reagan, there were millions there. But there were also people that, well, they didn't bother to become part of the United States of America. If we go back to 1987 to present day, they're talking about giving 40 million plus illegals citizen status. While how many millions of Americans are out of work? Not because they're looking for a welfare check, not because they're looking for, they're lazy and they're looking for a handout from the government. It's just there's no damn jobs in which to work. And we got Obongo leading the band to grant amnesty to 40 million plus. Let me go to the phone here. I appreciate your response here, folks. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How you doing? I actually lost my third thought, but I got two other ones. First, donate to RBN. Let's get the message out further. Second is Memorial Day. Should not forget the people that, you know, senselessly died in false flag attacks, you know, because of our, you know, government not actually controlling, you know, the people that are able to do that kind of stuff in this country.
Well, how about you take that a step back, go back a few other steps there, Don. How about that we're not in the Middle East killing off people that have posed no threat or harm to us?
We have been usurped in this country. There ain't no question about it. We have been usurped. I mean, and, you know, the fact of the matter is they're all guilty of treason, every damn one of them.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, look at what has been facing the American people for 100 years. The Emergency Banking Act of 1913 that has taken this country down almost to the point of no return. But for 100 years, every damn Congress assembled, it was their job to get rid of that. It was their job to restore honest money. Every single Congress that assembled, it was their job. What did they do? Nothing.
What gives the power back to the people to say, you know, we are oath keepers and we do believe in our country? What gives us the right to basically go up to a congressman and say, you are guilty of treason and we will do a citizen arrest? You know, what would it take to do that?
I would think that, and I don't know if this pot has boiled, but I have my own little ideas about that. I'm not a big fan of military coups because I've seen a lot of them go sideways where the guys that take over are worse than the ones they've dethroned.
True.
But in this country, who we were, and men of conscience, men with honor. Oh, God, now there's a word that's not associated.
Mm-hmm. Ethics and honor and, true righteousness.
And it's, we've had the examples. It isn't like we're on a new learning curve. It isn't like we don't know what's right or wrong. But the men that know, that are doing nothing, they have no honor. They have no, they've got nothing.
That is very true. Hey, I'm going to let somebody else get on there, and I hope you guys do raise your need for your money-wise.
Thank you
that.
For bringing that up, Don, because we've got about another 8,000 to go.
Now, good luck. I'm sorry.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
How you doing, guys?
It's Memorial Day.
You're sounding a little more ranty than normal, but now you're starting to catch up with me. Becoming an angry man there, John.
No, I've been there, done that. I go around in orbit. I come back around.
One thing about us guys who blow off steam, and you get to do it on RBN, I do it on my YouTubes, we're not going to have a heart attack. We get to let off some stress and steam by raising hell about it. But, you know, we're sitting here talking about Memorial Day. And on Memorial Day, we ought to be looking at the wasted lives recently in the last 10 years of American aggression. You ever feel you're so ashamed to be an American? I've gotten to the point where I'm absolutely ashamed to be an American. And you know me, I'm a veteran and a quote, patriot. Of course, that's an abused term today.
Well,
absolutely ashamed.
Chuck, if you listen to the mainstream media, our boys that continue to go through the meat grinder, they're heroes.
You know, the thing about that's so heartbreaking that they honestly believe that they're defending liberty, some of them. The ones who don't end up on SSRIs and committing suicide.
Yeah, and let me stop you right there again, Chuck. I actually, on Fox News, I saw somebody from the VA that they had on, and what they're doing with these soldiers coming back from the Middle East, post-traumatic stress syndrome, what are they putting them on? The SSRIs. Multiple. Some of these guys are on 10, 15 different drugs.
Absolutely, and every one of them is going to make them disqualified for the Second Amendment.
You're damn right it will, if it doesn't make them go nuts.
I mean, I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of hope. That's why, you know, I look at solutions now. And granted, if people aren't prepped, you know, by now, if people have not been prepping, it is really probably too late. But I mean, if people need to get it together themselves to protect their families, those around them, as much as they can.
You know,
talk to your neighbors.
Chuck, I'll tell you, I disagree with that. And I'll tell you why I disagree with that. Because there has been nobody that is going out there and gathering up people. Now, we can sit here probably for the next hour and 10 minutes and list all the things that have gone wrong with this country. And do it in exasperating detail. But all of these problems, they don't go away by themselves. They don't get exposed for what they are by just sitting there and being layered by the next heinous little, just crazy thing. It doesn't get done. Part of the re-education of the American people is pointing out what's wrong, getting together and trying to fix it. It garners attention. It educates people. And this is the one thing that has been missing all of these years. And people are just sitting out there on their asses right now, Chuck, just sitting there.
I absolutely agree. And you've got wide shoulders. Your concentration has been on, and I tried to in my own little way with YouTube, Blog Talk. I've got a political website. And I'm 55. If I can put together a political website, learn how to build a website. Come on, folks. You can, too. But the thing is, you've got wide shoulders with what you've been doing, you have stood the course. And that's why I support RBN, and you know I do. I'm going more, I'm dropping the media as much as I can possibly do without running into rant withdrawals. But now, doubling up on everything again on my preps, because I'm going to feed half my neighborhood when this happens. I'm going to start the microeconomy. I'm going to be the neighborhood banker. I'm going to be the one that says, come to me, don't go to the library. Lock the neighborhood if it gets bad. Go ahead and stand together. And we'll make it through it together. I'll turn everybody's all these yards into gardens and teach them how to do aquaponics and teach them how. I'm not going to survive without them. Can't do it alone. So my concentration has gone really, really local right now. And I salute you so much for your efforts, and I'm so proud to call you a friend. And I'll continue to support RBN with everything I can afford.
Well, Chuck, I do appreciate that. I believe in it. People listen to this network. They believe in what we're doing. But it just seems that it's just been too much. It's just keep pushing the information out there that's not going anywhere. Now, Chuck, we're going to do everything that we can. And I have reinvigorated. I'm older than you are. But I'm turning the ship around, and I'm heading into the damn wind. I don't care, because as I see it, we have no option. And maybe people will get the idea that, yeah, there's a lot of things wrong. Well, maybe I ought to roll up my sleeve. I'll tell you who the perfect group of people would be just on the public fool system, is all the people that have withdrawn their children out of these indoctrination centers that know what's going on, that should start connecting with people in other states and building coalitions to go, wait a minute, this madness has to stop. It has to stop. And by God, I'll chip in my 2 cents and my time to help stop it and educate people as to what is really going on. The hell with them. We outnumber them.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. Santa Barbara Bells.
Let me give you, folks, Chuck, hold on a second. Let me give you a little, for instance, here. In the public fool system, some of the stuff that they're doing. And I, for the life of me, do not understand why parents aren't going to the school, grabbing this principal by the scruff of his neck and literally throwing him out of his job, out on his keister on the street. In Minnesota, A woman by the name of Deidre Hernandez, her 7-year-old son won't be in school today after officials at Tippecanoe School for the Arts and Humanities confirmed they're still holding a Switch It Up Day, a time for students to come dressed as members of the opposite sex. Hernandez tells EAG News the day was originally billed as Gender Bender Day, but Tippecanoe officials made the name change after she called Principal Jeffrey Kupar to complain. The Milwaukee mother was not impressed. And then she goes on to say she wonders if it's being done to promote the acceptance of homosexuality to students in school, which runs from pre-kindergarten through the 8th grade. Gee, what do you think? I mean, people are sitting back and they're allowing this?
Well, I heard basically similar stories at schools where they're teaching both several types of sex, you know, orientation. And first of all, I don't believe sex should be taught in school. And I'll give you that for instance. You know, when my daughter, my eldest daughter, was in the 3rd grade, they were going to have a film on sex. So my wife and I asked the teacher if we could review it first. Of course, we went in there, and it was a cartoon, but in the cartoon, the boy was masturbating. And I said, well, my daughter's not going to watch that. You know.
Wait, how long ago was this?
Oh, this is, let's see, I would say about, the daughter's going to be 30, so I would say maybe 23 years ago.
And how much further do you think that it has come since then?
Oh, God, I don't even want to think there.
And see, this is the problem I have with people withdrawing from something like this rather than standing and taking the ground back. And I perfectly understand why people have withdrawn their children from these schools and they homeschool them. I get it.
But well, see, we did take our kids out of school.
But that doesn't stop what's going on at the school is my point, Ron.
No, I would agree. You know, the following day when my daughter went back after the film was shown, three boys went up to her and said, hey, we want to sex you. I mean, they're already teaching the kids to have sex in school.
How old was she at the time?
She was, I guess she was about third grade, I'd say about 8.
Third grade.
Yeah.
You know, Ron, I'm going to tell you something. If I was in school and I ever even uttered words like that, and it was witnessed by a teacher, I'll tell you what, I would have been jerked out of that classroom so fast. It would have made my head spin. And then I would have went down to the shop teacher or went to the principal's office, and he would have smacked my bottoms until I had no cheeks left. What are people willing to put up with anymore? What, because they're telling you have to be tolerant? These are the destroyers of society and culture. Where are people? When are people going to stand up to this? Chuck, I've got to run. Appreciate you calling, my friend.
No problem. I'll talk to you later, brother.
Okay, thanks a lot. Barry, Don, and others, 800-313-9443. What does Memorial Day mean to you? Why don't we treat this like it's January 1? Let's make a pledge. Let's do something. Pick a target because, buddy boy, you're surrounded.